Ai, hoki mai. Ā, ki runga I te rā ina e hoama ko Meka Whaitiri. Ā, kei kone anō eia e mahi ane wana mahi ka mutu. Poto noe no ta tātou tāi mai kōrero kia ia ngari ākua te poto kei kone eia. Tēnā koe, Meka?
Tēnā koe, girlie.
Yeah. Okay, I assume that your job is so busy and it's interesting and I find it's fascinating to see all the points and the issues that you have and of course I'll let you have a kōrero about what's happening.
Oh no, ngā mihi kia koe, Guli, and to your listeners at Te Hiku. It was a wonderful to start the year in Waitangi, as part of the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's delegation of not only ministers of the government, of the coalition government, but also all our members that made their way up there. And so that set the tone for the coming year in terms of being a coalition government that's open to engage with our people on those critical issues, and where we can, we will address them. And I guess the big thing for me is the pace in which some of those, I mean, the 100 days came up shortly before Waitangi. So, you know, making promises when we became government and sticking them were really critical. But just a big mihi out to the hospitality and manaakitanga of our Ngāpuhi Taitukarau whānau, Wairau up there, and looking forward to coming back up shortly. But for me, really, really pleased and honoured to be the Minister of Customs, Associate Minister of Agriculture, responsible for all Māori agribusiness throughout the Motu, as well as all the skills and training in the agriculture space. That's my responsibility in that area. I'm also the Associate Minister of Local Government, responsible for issues around the Māori boards, particularly up in the super city, as well as some of our islands, Motiti, where we had the Rena crash down. And then I've also have got Associate Crown Māori with Calvin Davis, brand-new portfolio. And so we've all been given sizable portfolios. I'm excited about mine. I've got a passionate around obviously growing our regions in terms of job, keeping our people on their land, and building pathways for our rangatahi. And so it's everything I've worked hard to be in Parliament for, but with customs, I'm absolutely excited that I have got customs. I've got over 1,200 staff duly. I've got an annual budget of $200 million, and I've got international posts around the country. And customs do three things. Obviously, we stop the illicit drugs trading that comes across into our country, and we have a range of tools in which we do that. We collect revenue on behalf of the exporters in terms of excise tax, which all goes back to the government. And the third part is we also help illicit trade, you know, trade between our country and exporters with other countries we have relationships with. So so that's a bit of a nutshell in terms of my responsibility. I'm excited about it. There's lots of work going on. And I'm so pleased to be on your
earwaves
yet again.
Yeah. Oh, lovely, lovely, Meka, because I do see that you have got a very good portfolio here with all the jobs that entails you doing all this. And like you say, you're enjoying it. The question I'm going to ask you is, I know the border one is so complex with and of course a lot of it is tracking it and everything insofar as your borders are concerned and customs and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's quite a big job that's right round Aotearoa itself, you know. Mm. And you know it yourself. I know it as well, you know, the complex of it. And those are the jobs, plus your other jobs that you have associated to you, especially with the land and all the agriculture and that. It must be interesting when you have all these different portfolios attached to you that it's actually a learning curve, isn't it?
Oh, well, look, I've been a very senior public service servant down in Wellington. I've worked with a lot of ministers. 16 years I've done that, so I understand how the public service and ministers and government actually work. So that's probably been in my favour, that I've kicked off my term as a minister already having a plan. The plan around customs was, in my very first meeting with my officials, was two things for me. I want to declare a war on peace.
Yes.
And one, because of the devastation it has in my communities in Ikaroa Rāwhiti, particularly up the coast, Hawke's Bay. I've been involved in a lot of the local community rallies against it. But also, purely to see the ongoing effects it has on families.
So families,
yes. Using it.
Yes.
But I don't like to make similarities to other regions, but generally, our nannies down here that are marching against it are not only, and I'm talking about 75-year-olds, not only looking after mokos, but actually mokomoko.
Yes.
And so that's the community harm that it's doing on the use of pee particularly. So that's why declaring a war on pee addresses, we've got to stop the flow coming into our country. And so that's one of the roles customs plays, by stopping both pee and its ingredients coming across our border. And that's why I put that press release out yesterday, that we've probably taken about 100, approximately a tonne, confiscated about a tonne of drugs at the border in the year just gone, 2017, made up of pee, the ingredients, and cocaine and heroin. And I've been able to convert about a tonne of that, preventing about $1 billion worth of harm to the individuals, to the wider community, and the intervention costs of both the police intervening. So it's important that we let people know that we are doing our bit to stop it, but of course we have to do more, purely. And one of the reasons, one of the areas I am doing since I've been in as a minister is changing the legislation around the customs exercise tax by modernising it. Because right now, Australia can send their customs boats into international waters, because often they're coming in by a boat.
Yes.
And they can't get close enough to Australia coast, so you need big boats to go out there to collect the drugs.
Well, yes.
They've changed their laws, but New Zealand hasn't. So New Zealand is becoming a target for the smugglers.
Yes.
Because they can come 24 k's close to our coastline, and then the little dinghies run out to go and collect the drugs. So I'm about to change the law so that our customs can go out into international waters that will push the boats out. So little things like that, make a big, big difference as we have the collective war on drugs, Julie.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well, at least you're doing your job and exposing it to everyone, so they're aware of it, Mika. And I'm glad that you, as the minister, has openly said this, and it's very good for us. And it's a good understanding for a lot of Māori people everywhere around the country to know what's really, how do they do it, what's happening and all that.
Yeah, and that's why I put a plea out on TV1 today that, we can't do it without having good partners with other agencies. There's also a role that communities, particularly around our isolated coastline.
That's right.
Because I know that we've got an existing arrangement with one of the hapus. In your areas at the far north, I should know the name, they have told me, where they can get over their lands to get down to, because it's a bit of a haven for boats to hide in.
That's right, yes.
So I know, and even around my own electorate, where people are reporting boats mysteriously or suspiciously on shore waiting, and I go, have they got a fishing rod in their boat? They go, no. And I go, do you know the owner of the boat? No. And I go, well, ring the police. Just a kia kaha to our communities. Remain vigilant.
Okay.
Really.
Lovely. It's lovely to talk to you. And we'll no doubt we'll be keeping in touch and everything. All's well. And keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Aye, ngami. Kia ora.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ai tēnā no koutou, nā ko meka whaitiri tērai kōrero ana ki tāna nei mahi, e aha pū ana mahi, ka mutu ki a koutou e noho noho mai e ne mōhio ane au e mahi ana te wahi ne tāna ne mahi. Kia tika ai ki tō tātou kāwanatanga ki tāna ne mahi, kia tātou te iwi Māori, e mahi mai ne noho mai ne roto e o koutou kāinga, kia mōhi o koutou, e aha pū te pūtake, e mahi ngā nei e tēnei mahi, hei oranga mō tātou ngā tamariki, ā me wā tātou tamariki ki te haere mai, nā te mea he hihea nei, kāhore wē nei mahi, kino, e haere mai haka kino kino e o tātou tinana.